Good morning, Jake.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming in. Lots to talk about with the arrival of spring, finally. Now, with the spring thaw that we're getting right now, ice is melting, recent rains. Give us an update about how the rural roads are doing so far.
So currently the roads are pretty soft. I think probably if you drive on gravel roads, you've seen that. We're kind of waiting that out until the thaw gets out of the road. So hopefully these temperatures can stay up and get that thaw out and let the roads start hardening back up. It'll be this way, for a little while. It's kind of like every spring in Iowa, unfortunately, but that's just how it goes. So maybe cross our fingers and we don't get too much snow the rest of the spring. So
definitely, my fingers are crossed.
Oh,
for sure.
Absolutely.
So let's say you do have one of those frost boils, if you will. How do you fix those? Do you just put rock on it, or is there other processes you have to do?
I think we can just basically use our motor graders to try to treat that area. Then we can put more rock down. But I haven't had to deal with any of them yet. Last year we didn't have too many. So hopefully we can have another good spring of them. I know the spring of 2019 was really bad with frost boils, if I've heard right. So hopefully we can avoid one of those situations.
No kidding.
I'm here to say I didn't even know that's what they were called.
A frost boil? Really?
That's my contribution to this interview.
Well, thanks a lot for your comments, Kay Winkleman. Now, Jacob, go ahead. Talk about roads and bridges here in the local listening, or Floyd County, I should say. That's been under consideration for the All Systems Overweight Permits. Now, first of all, what is that permit system?
So, yeah, the All Systems Overweight Permit is basically a new permit that the state has put out to allow overweight vehicles at 90,000 pounds or up to 12% increased loads based on number of axles. And currently, the whole entire state road system is on this permit system, but they'd like counties to join in as well. So currently we just have one road, just the road by Valero, opted into it. I'm looking at it as a countywide, looking at adding roads. We actually have our bridge inspectors have been out, this week so far, looking at bridges because I need to basically the rating for the bridges are at 80,000 pounds. So we needed to make sure that the bridges would be all right, for some of these heavier loads. So we're looking at that countywide and, hopefully I have an update next month. Is kind of what the bridge inspection team had said. They had to get out and do it, and then they've got to go back and do all their calculations in the office.
So maybe some updated signage on those bridges, maybe?
Yes. I think any bridge that would then, there could be potentially bridges with new postings, because there could be bridges that we have currently that don't have a weight limit, that would then have a weight limit, and we would avoid those stretches with those bridges. Those, maybe 1 mile stretch might not be opted into the permit, basically. Okay. To avoid use of that structure.
Okay, so that makes sense. So could you provide a sort of a heads up on planned road projects coming up here later on this spring and summer?
Yeah. So our first project coming up is our S70 and B20 resurfacing project. That will be just north of Nora Springs to the county line. And we just had our pre-construction meeting 2 weeks ago. And they are looking at starting the week of April 24th. So that's coming up pretty quick here, within the next month. And then I think they should be completed by the end of May is the goal. Okay. So it's kind of it's a quick, a quick hitter there. But so that we'll be milling the road and then putting asphalt down. So it will be one lane of traffic, while we'll do one lane at a time. So there will be some impact there. And then we also have two bridge replacement projects, one on River Road and 130th, just west of River Road there. And that one we're looking at July. We're replacing a bridge with a box culvert. If you remember last year, we had problems getting our boxes on time. Yes. So we ended up into harvest season. Obviously, we do not want to be doing that in harvest season. So that one's programmed to be in July. I haven't heard any setbacks yet, so I'm hoping it's still on schedule. And then we're also going to do a box replacement it's a box replacement with another culvert on Packard, just north of B60, about a mile north of B60, actually, I think. And that one is looking at August, also to avoid harvest, and hopefully those boxes are on schedule. We were able to let them a little earlier this year, to try to get ahead in the queue of all the fabricators, because they, I know they have so much work, they can't hardly do it all.
Definitely. So. And it looks like you have your plate full too this year on construction projects here in Floyd County. Yeah. Now, for more information on any of these construction projects, I know Iowa does, what do they call it? Now I forgot the name, the Iowa Highway Network or something like that. It's a website that you can go on and check out each, not all counties participate, but I think Floyd County does, where you can check out some of the road construction areas. Talk about ways to access that.
Oh, are you talking more like the 511?
Well, yeah, there's 511, and then there's the Iowa, I can't remember the name of it now. I use it all the time when it comes to news, but I'll have to research what that's called now.
I don't know if I'm as familiar with it, to be honest with you.
I'll send you a link.
Okay, that sounds good. If we've already been participating, then I would assume it would still be on there. Our five-year plan is published, so you can kind of see our projects that are programmed, and I'm currently working on our next five-year plan because those are due April 15th. So I'll be working through that.
And of course, I can't find it on a quick search. But
he's busily Googling.
I will attach the link to this story on our station website, so check that out. But nonetheless, awesome work, as always, Jacob, and thanks for all you do, and we'll talk to you here in the next few months, I'm sure.
That sounds good. Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks a lot. That was Floyd County Engineer Jacob Page here on KCHA.